This is Fresh Air. John Cale and Brian Eno have collaborated on a new album called Wrong Way Up. Cale was a member of the Velvet Underground in the late 60s and early 70s. Last year, he worked with his former Velvet cohort Lou Reed on songs for Drella, a tribute to Andy Warhol. Eno was a founding member of Roxy Music, had a successful solo career in the mid-70s, and produced albums for many groups, including the Talking Heads. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Wrong Way Up. It's the first album Eno has sung on since 1978. I am the termite of temptation. I multiply and fly my population. I am the wheel. I am the turn.
For a couple of guys with avant-garde reputations, Brian Eno and John Cale have made an awfully catchy little album with Wrong Way Up. This collection of pretty melodies and soothing vocals is a complete departure from the work these musicians have been making for the past 10 or 15 years. Eno has spent the last decade in degrees of silence, either making morose mood music without vocals or not recording at all. Cale is the classically trained violist with a big Welsh roar of a voice, and he did his best bellowing in the 70s, on rampaging rave-ups with titles like Fear, Guts, and Sabotage. So the gentleness of spirit that's on display on Wrong Way Up is at first startling and then deeply pleasurable.
So they rode the sea.
That's Empty Frame. Brian Eno's lulling monotone glides across layers of keyboard tracks, piano, organ, synthesizer, as well as gently pulsing guitars and bass. The melody is pure pop, but no pop song that ever aspired to real popularity would contain a couplet like, "We pushed the empty frame of reason out the cabin door. No, we won't be needing reason anymore." There's a dreamy surrealism that suffuses the music on this album, but at its best, that dreaminess is urgent, not schlocky.
Nighttime is falling on the moon. It's been a lazy afternoon. We walk to the house. The air is clear. The water's
That's One Word, a composition that would not sound at all out of place on a rock radio station, either as a hit single or the music for a jeans commercial. To hear these arty fellows drop the formal reserve that has characterized so much of their previous work is very funny, even if, as in the case of Crime in the Desert, the result nearly tips over into self-parody.
Yeah.
Wrong Way Up is such a charming collection, it doesn't even spoil it to think of the album as a deeply cynical record, an attempt by Eno and Cale to make Muzak out of their earlier, more difficult work. In fact, it enhances my enjoyment to think of Eno and Cale as the Milli Vanilli of art rock. This is the kind of crassness more intelligent musicians should strive for, since it results in a directness that still remains mysterious and beguiling.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.